would, please, and hope you enjoy his singing, and please don't clap between every song. I hate that. And I'm not trying to kill the revival this morning, but we're not in Hollywood. We're in worship service.
Yeah.
Now, when it gets done, if you want to, that's fine. But you know, it's all the timing of a thing. And I've seen people start clapping when somebody was headed to the altar trying to get saved. It just runs everything. Amen.
Listen.
So it's the timing of the thing. The Bible says clap your hands. I know that, but it's supposed to be done at the right time.
Amen. Amen.
And Brother Kenny, best way you can show him you appreciate his singing is by listening to it. Amen. And coming to the altar.
Yeah.
That's the way the Holy Spirit. That's the way the Holy Spirit pays appreciation. Not the way the world does, but the way the Holy Spirit does.
Amen. Amen.
I love Brother Kenny. We met years ago at Brother Durbin's Jubilee, and it seemed like we got together that week, and we've just always been friends. His wife Sheila, we love her, and we're so glad she's able to come and be here with us today. They paid us a great compliment back years ago, and they said if they ever left Owensboro, they'd want to live here and join this church.
Bless
them. And that's a great compliment. Amen.
Amen.
We love Brother Kenny, and let's get in there and get humble today. And listen for the Lord. Don't worry about time. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. Just worry about God.
Amen.
Speaking to you today.
That's
right. Amen.
Good to be here.
Amen.
Looking forward to revival.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe I can have revival.
That's right.
I believe you can have revival. This world may not have revival.
Bless the Lord.
Back about 30 years ago, the Lord touched my heart with this song. Like I said, I don't sound right songs, but I heard a man say revival will come through Christian education, and it hasn't. You look at our world, it hasn't.
Right.
So revival will come through gospel singing, and it has. It'll come when my people are called by my name.
Yeah.
Humble themselves.
That's right.
In the perilous time we live, and revival has not come.
Bless you, Lord.
And we wonder just what tomorrow holds. Will our children know the freedom that you and I have known?
Yeah.
Or will sin in our country take its toll? It's not because God's left us. It's because we refuse to heed the mighty counsel.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Absolute truth.
I'm glad he has a chance.
Amen.
I've got some grandkids coming up. Just a couple of twin boys. They're about a year old. And man, they're into everything.
Bless you, Lord.
We've got a lot of grandkids this year.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
You think about this world, what's getting ready to happen here in the next 20 years. If the Lord doesn't come back, what's going to happen? What are they going to have to deal with?
Think about it.
Amen, brother.
Think about it.
I got to think about this old song.
Amen. Yeah. Bless you, Lord.
It says, I saw a blind man. Happy alone.
Bless you,
Lord. Yeah, that's right. Hey.
Losing his way.
Bless you, Jesus.
As he passed through the throne.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tears filled my eyes.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah.
I said, friend, you can't see. But with a smile on his face. He said to me, boy, I'll see all my friends. In my what a wonderful time.
That's right.
We'll all have a friend.
Hang on that.
Elbows, shoulders, she's had a lot of reflection. She said, when I get to heaven, I'm going to run.
I don't think I'll be able to stay up with it.
I saw
some of y'all don't have
a cripple. Dragging his feet.
Bless my brother, Lord. Bless
him.
He could not walk like we do down the street. I said, my friend,
bless you, Lord.
I feel sorry for you. But he said up in heaven, I'm gonna walk. An old man gasping for breath.
Bless you, Lord.
Soon he'd be gone. Had his eyes closed in death. He looked at me and he said, boy, don't be so blue.
I'm going to see my friend.
Yeah. Would you help me sing that for me? I'll see you, my friend.
Looking for it.
I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of people who want to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
I've heard about people that didn't have the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Without the Lord. What an awful thing.
Yeah, it is.
When you don't know, you know,
that's right.
This place, this may be the last.
That's it.
You forgot.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Won't you come? That's right.
Yeah.
Come now.
I saw.
Bless my brother, Lord.
An old man.
Yeah.
End of the road.
Gasping for breath.
Yeah, like about it.
Bless it.
Soon he'd be gone.
Yeah.
Has his eyes closed in death.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
You know, he looked at me.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he said, boy, don't be so.
Amen. Part of the blessing.
Because I'm going up.
Oh, no.
Heaven. Oh, how about it?
Amen.
And I'm going to see
you,
Lord, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, what a blessing.
Lord.
What a wonderful time. And we'll praise Jesus.
Hey.
His glory is
thank you, Lord.
Woo.
And there'll not be
hallelujah.
One blind man.
Amen.
And there'll not be one crippled.
Yes.
And we'll all live forever.
That's right.
That brings some good feelings,
Ashley. Yeah. Hey, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know what?
I love you, Jesus.
Let me just sing this old song. I like it. Let the preacher take it.
Thank you.
Looking forward to hearing the preacher tonight.
Amen.
Yeah, he might be a little excited.
Lately, I've been looking
back. Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
Been good, ain't it, brother?
Alone, a lot. I winded.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Some old familiar mark.
That's my brother, Lord.
Yeah.
And the mercy I have known.
Yeah.
I know it may sound simple.
Yeah.
It's more than a cliche.
Amen, brother.
Right.
There's no better way to tell you than to say. God,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Yeah.
In my life. Yeah,
man. Sure hands, bro.
Yeah.
Sure hands.
I feel blessed beyond
my
wildest.
Yeah.
You're
right.
When I go
to sleep
tonight.
Amen.
Blessing the kingdom.
I've had my share of hard times.
Yeah.
Pray to me by the
name. That's right.
Cause through it all, through it all, God's been
good.
Time replaced, and I can see, I'm proud. some beauty.
Yes. Yes.
But I felt his arms around me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I faced my greatest fear.
Yeah. Help him.
I've had more gains than losses.
Yes. Oh, right.
I've no more joy than
earth. Yeah. Yeah.
And grace rolled down upon me.
Yeah.
Unheeded.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
He's been good.
Yeah.
In God's spirit.
Yes,
in my life, I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams.
Yeah,
when I go to sleep,
yeah,
I've had my share of hard times.
Oh, yeah.
The table. I first thought it was a little doll. And I got to look at the little bushy-headed, black-headed girl.
Bless you.
Get out of the way.
Bless you. Bless you, Brother Rick. Looking through his eyes. Yeah.
I got two legs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bless you. Nice to see you. I can hear you.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have been working this morning.
Yep.
Bless you, brother.
I mainly just give it all.
Yeah.
There's a church full of people here today.
Yep.
God bless.
God's been good.
Yeah. Amen.
God's been good.
Amen.
I don't believe I'm the only one who's been good to
me.
Nope. Amen.
Let's just let the Lord just love on you today and minister to you today.
Yep.
And if you're lost today, he wants to save
you. Yes, he does.
This thing's winding down.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm in. You better get in.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Don't miss
it'll be a good time to just maybe get your wife and bless me just a minute ago. I seen Brother Keith come down here and slip his arm around his wife.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brother Rick.
What a blessing.
You did that. Amen.
I believe that blessed her when she felt that arm come around her. Amen.
That's right.
We need each other like that.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
We need each other. The devil's a piece of divider. He tries to pit us against each other. And he'll do a good job of it. We'll let him.
Yes, he will.
I got up this morning with my office. I said, Lord, it's a new day. I want to crucify myself today. My feelings, my thoughts, my affections. Lord, please help me crucify myself today. Lord, this life that I now live in the flesh, I'm trying to live by the faith of the Son of God that loved me and gave himself for me. I said, Lord, help me today to Just be what you want me to be today. Just do what you want me to do. Just say what you want me to say. Amen. That's what we need today, church.
Yes.
Amen. We need God. We can't change the White House or the world. Right. We can't change them. We've been trying. We've been trying. We're not having enough love.
Right.
I tell you what, we walk with God.
Yes.
Yeah.
We meet with God and He'll walk with us.
Amen.
As we go through all this. We have to go through down here in this life. Amen.
Come on, brother.
God's been good. I tell you, the government may not have been good.
Right.
People may not have been good to you.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court may not have done good.
Right.
Yeah.
But God's done good. And God is good.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Sing it, brother.
Sing it, brother.
Heads bowed low, their steps were slow.
Yeah.
As they walked along that road, he missed his road.
That's right.
Hey. All of this. Then a man appeared.
He'll do it. Glory to God. Thank God he does. Amen.
And as he drew near,
he sure will
give you that strength the moment of weakness. He said, why are you so sad?
Bless you, brother.
Woo! Things really that bad?
Oh, no, brother.
He said, sir.
Bless you, Father.
Have you not heard?
Close down, brother.
Oh, you must be a stranger in this land.
Bless you, Jesus.
Bless you. For the one who came.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Father's name.
Yeah, man. What about that?
He has been condemned. They laid his body in the ground. As they walked along, he began to explain about this Jesus and why he came. He opened up the scriptures and began to teach. That preacher of preachers began to preach. In the wilderness, the children had nothing to eat. The manna from heaven, it fell down at their feet. Dry and thirsty in a foreign land. Living water came forth out of a rock in the sand. The three Hebrew children were thrown in the flame. A fourth man appeared. They even called him by name. For the manna, the water, the man, they're all the same. If you're still confused,
thank you, brother.
You said real clean.
Woo!
And Jesus said, it was me.
Yeah, that's him, brother.
Amen.
Woo!
It was me.
Amen.
I'm the one who can lift back there.
Yeah.
A cowboy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It was me.
What a man.
Who do you think on the stars in the sky?
Sing it, brother.
Who do you think made the day and the night?
Amen.
Who made the flowers? Who made the trees?
Woo!
Who made the sun and the moon and the sea?
Heaven.
Who gives life to all who believe?
Thank you, Lord.
Who do you think made that blind man to see?
Woo!
Who gives you the very air that you breathe?
Amen.
And who conquered death?
Jesus.
And he won the victory.
Thank you, brother.
Jesus said,
woo! Yeah! Hallelujah!
It was me.
All along, it's been him, brother.
I'm the one that died for you.
Amen. Yes, thank you.
A cowboy.
Thank you.
It was me.
Amen.
Who loved you?
Yes.
No one else would.
Yeah.
Who saved you? When no one else could.
Amen.
Who was it? It was Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
He's the only one.
So I searched for lost meaning. Enslaved by the world and
by love.
He'll do it.
The ransom.
Yeah.
It was paid. And I was free.
Brand new.
I'm free.
Think about that, man.
From the guilt of my past.
That's right. On the word.
For I traded my shackles for a glorious song.
Amen.
I'm free.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. I'm free alive. I'm free.
He sets captives free, brother.
From the guilt that I carry.
Amen.
From that dull, dull empty life. I'm set free.
Amen.
For when I met Jesus. He made me complete.
Glory.
He forgot that foolish man.
Yeah.
I used to be.
Yeah, he's quiet.
Glory.
Let me sing it. I'm free.
Woo!
From the fear of tomorrow.
Amen.
I'm free.
Yeah.
From the guilt of my past. For I traded my shackle for a glorious song.
That's right. Amen.
I'm free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Free at last.
Hallelujah. Amen. Wait a minute, Brother Kenny. Find something else. We got somebody coming to altar there. You be seated. Got somebody coming to the altar there. Just right in mind. Bless God. Working somebody's heart today. Amen. Yeah. Just been a handful of you around the altar today. But you know God loves all of us. Amen. He's speaking all of us. Sometimes we just don't hear him because we're watching something. Got something else in his mind. The Lord speaking to you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Amen. I hear, I come in, sup with him, and him with me. Amen. That's not talking about lost people. We use it for that. He's talking about the church or the Laodicea. He's talking about God's people. Amen. Let's just let the Lord have his way this morning, all right? Brother Andy, you just relax. I'm not going to preach this morning, brother. I'm just going to let Brother Kenny sing a few more songs. And I just want the Lord to have his way in this service. Amen. I'm trying to discern what God wants this morning. I'm trying to get some help to somebody that needs it today. God's using Brother Kenny right now. I just don't want to mess up what God's doing right now. Amen. We'll have preaching this week. And we may have a full service over today, God. Let's just mind the Lord today, okay? Let's just ask the Lord to speak to our heart.
Yeah.
Come to altar, let's come. You know, we all falter and fail. We come short of the glory of God.
Yeah, brother.
Kind of hard, you know, it's rough. I mean, we got it easy here. I looked at the list this morning. Christians being killed, persecuted all around the world.
Yeah, brother.
We don't have it rough as they do, but it's still rough being a child of God sometimes. The devil attacks you on every hand. Just thank the Lord to just give us a refreshing, minister to our heart today. Amen. Let God do us good. Amen. You come to the altar today. If you need to come, that's what this altar is for.
For a long time, it's been a little case messing around
here. Yeah, brother.
I don't know what happened. Just a couple of us come out.
Bless him, Lord.
I was helping Max Allen clean all day. I said, I'm going to fix that.
Bless him, Father.
went and bought some stuff and got in there and started repairing all.
Jesus. Bless you, brother.
The Lord said this way.
Yep.
What's needed here?
Yep.
This week, we repair the altar.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Need to put a altar back up in our lives.
Yeah.
That's what this altar's for.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm about an old man dealing with an altar.
Yeah.
Young man, his mother dealing with the altar.
Yeah.
Right.
What this altar's for. You said don't do no good down there. Well, I've been going to it about 30.
Yeah, yeah brother.
Over 35 years.
That's right.
Going to the altar.
Yeah. That's right.
You said doing good.
Boy, you're
here. Yeah.
You're
amen.
In the fight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother Rick.
Sometimes it's got like a mess in my face. Sometimes I go to the altar, I don't think it does no good.
Bless him, Lord.
Only today, maybe a week, maybe a month down the road.
Yeah.
Releases it.
That's right. Yeah.
Woo.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Sacrament.
We've got honors that, Brother Rick.
What's my soul?
Yeah.
Was
that's me, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen. 20 and 19 and 60.
Walk this aisle so men can see and know that I am a child of God. that I want to do that.
Yeah,
you may not like me. Pray for me. If you see something in me that you don't like, pray for me. If you'd like to be better, I want to be a child of God. The people look to me. He knows the Lord. He's been with the Lord. I've been with him in the forefront of the car. I've been with him at altars. I can't bend in an altar now. Let me plead with you. If you can go to an altar and you can bend in an altar, go. I can't now, and it pleases me that people go to the altar, and I wish I could go, but I'd probably get down and I'd never get up.
Bless.
I got two bad knees, and I want to get down. I want to get down before God.
Bless.
Let
him
look upon my heart, and I want to look down. I want people
thank
to look
you,
down and see that she's humbled herself before God. I thank the Lord for saving my soul.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord for what I feel this morning.
Amen.
Just like you, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
I pray for this revival.
Yeah.
I pray that God will send us one.
Get
and I'm so grateful for what I feel this morning. I'm so grateful for all the testimonies. I'm so grateful for all the people that come and bow themselves before God. Help me, oh Lord, because I found my heart this morning. Thank the Lord for what I see. Thank the Lord for what I feel. I thank God for saving my soul in the floorboard of that car. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 That's too bad knees for a good heart.
Amen.
And, you don't like that, just exit out of the parking lot, right and left, and stop at any 75 dead churches you come upon along the way.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Somebody else? Did I start? Yeah, Mr. Michelle. Let's give him a good way to
land.
Amen.
Temple Hill Baptist
Church.
Amen. 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 Yes. Ms. Wanda. Amen, brother.
Baptist Church.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, tell them about it.
You
like wheat.
You'll make you faint. You ain't got it in here.
Mm-hmm.
You
walk up down the back of the hall.
Yeah, just like going to a big Scott.
You're right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm glad you can, brother.
That's right. Where you supposed to be?
I was a real good fella. I done this a little bit of everything. John Bell met me one night in the locker room. He said, "Cookie, what's the matter with you?" I said, "You can't sleep, John. You're afraid you're going to die."
Bless
you. You know you can die in the daytime? Yeah. He said, "Cookie, you need to be saved."
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was. Didn't
spoke.
He said, "You want to go coon up and we'll get off this week?" I said, "Yeah, I'll go." I went to his house. He got in his truck. We didn't go the way we generally go. We went another way. He said, "Where are we going?" He said, "We're going to pick up somebody." He said, "Who are we going to get?" I said, "Ricky Crawford." Long story short, turned to a three-old dog loose down there one night. We turned him loose. I heard him start open and running this old track. Brother Johnny and Brother Ricky had a burden for me.
Yeah.
He started whipping. It was a hot summer night.
Bless him, Lord.
Four is over with. I surrendered my life.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amen.
All I know is when I went to my knees, I stood up, I was a safe man.
Yeah.
My dog tree.
Hallelujah, Brother Tracy. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Through a few people had a burden for me.
Bless.
My son was saved. My daughter
was saved. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Brother King, for that song, Hallelujah, Squire.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She's pretty sick. She's always can't raise her head up off the bed. Brother King, this little girl sitting right here.
That's right.
6 years old.
Yep.
She's in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Won't be needed in heaven.
Amen.
Say.
I have vision.
Seed and great precious.
I don't know if God's sleeping, but I just have a picture
in my mind. Bless him, Lord. Yeah, Brother Tracy. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Just walking. Holding hands with her.
Yeah.
And her walking.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
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 Thank God these things.
Thank you, can't tell it.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't know what I have.
Bless you, Brother Tracy.
With her when I'm gone. But it weighs heavy on me.
Bless him, Lord.
I know she'd be
all
right.
Yeah.
Lift my hands over to heaven.
Amen.
I know she'd be
all right.
I know she's safe. She'd
be yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Baptized her in the creek.
Yeah.
That is what saved her. But right. Through that, she wants to be.
Right. Faith
that she
that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I know I'm going to see it walk with her one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an ease.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Bless you, Lord.
Always said them dogs treat the coon, me and Johnny treat Trace.
That's right. Amen, brother.
Hallelujah. All right, praise the Lord. Go ahead, Nick.
I was saved in 2004.
Bless.
In a prison cafeteria in Indiana.
Yeah.
And I was born again on the creek out there with you.
Amen. Bless you, brother. Amen.
Old Nick,
you want to get baptized. You don't know about another person's salvation. I kind of question his. And so we got down there on the creek bank, and I got to preaching, and I got to tell him it don't make no difference if you get in that water. You're going to be a wet sinner. The only difference is going to be I got to preaching. There's about 100 people there today, and old Nick, he busted through the crowd and fell down there in front of him in the mud.
Amen,
and
brother.
Crying.
Yeah.
God saved. He said, "I'm ready now to get back."
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
All right. It's real, folks.
Yeah, it is.
Amen.
It's just a bunch of feeling. Well, the Bible said, you know, it's like the wind. You can feel the wind, can't you?
Right.
Yeah. Feel the wind blowing.
Right.
It ain't all feeling, but I tell you, if you don't get some feeling sometime or another.
Yeah.
You might need your feeler replaced or something done to it, amen.
Amen.
It bears witness with our spirit.
Yes, sir.
And I thank God he touched me and made the way from 1968. And he called me free September of 1969. Yeah. And he's still with me. He's still going. Yeah. He's still delivering his word. Whereas an owl is an unclean thing, and our righteousness is filthy rags for him. But thank God he made me whole.
Well, what I like about it, that's one thing the Supreme Court or nobody else do anything about.
That's right.
Above all,
it's down somewhere where they can't fool with it.
That's right.
Amen. I'm going somewhere where they can't read.
That's right.
That's right, brother. Amen. Praise God. All right. Yes, ma'am.
As a young child at St. Philip Baptist Church.
Bless the Lord. Yeah, amen. God save you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Amen. Yeah. God saved him. I believe when you get saved, there's going to be some change.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
December 30th, 1994.
Woo. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Brother Rick, I want to thank the good Lord for saving me.
Yeah.
It was on March the 9th, 2002. I was just sitting here thinking, I've been battling cancer now for over a year.
Bless you, Lord.
And at the time that I got saved, that's what drove me to the altar and wanting to be saved.
Bless
you. So I had cancer in 2002.
Yeah.
He brought me through that, and so far I'm still alive today.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
I don't know whether I'll be here long, but I mean, things are going pretty good for me.
That's a good place to go, though, brother.
Hallelujah. But I just thinking, you know, it's funny how he stays with you.
Yeah.
It's like one of the brothers said back there, the old devil's been all over me, and I didn't think I could ever be talked out of thinking I was saved.
Bless.
But he almost done it a few times.
Bless him, Lord.
He's still with me.
Yeah.
My tests are good, and hopefully I'll be around for a while longer. But if I'm not, it's his will.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Bless your heart,
darling. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul at the prayer of your own church.
Woo!
At the Baptist Church. They were singing the old time religion. That is a song I shall never forget.
Amen.
I just thank you for healing my body of cancer and all the many, many, many
things
he's done.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, save me September
20th, 1987.
I'm back on the smartphone every
time.
Amen, brother.
Bless
you, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. I just want to let everybody know that I was saved in that chair right there. I'm the first Jubilee that Bethel Baptist ever had. It was October 1st and 2nd, 2007.
Hallelujah, brother.
And I just want to thank my grandmother and my mother. My mom was the one that asked me, kept drilling in me to come to church.
Yeah.
To church, even though I was 47 years old. She never gave up on me. She never gave up on me. She always harped, you know, come on to church. Come on to church.
Yeah.
And I swear, I sat in that chair right there, and it's 7 years before that, I sat with my grandmother in down at Rosewood Nursing Home, and she told me, boy, you don't change your ways.
Yeah.
I'll never see you again.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that old woman, grandmother, and all you grandmothers in here, don't get me wrong, you need to keep pounding on these people.
That's good.
Pounding on
that's
your
good.
Kids, pounding on your sons, pounding on your grown kids.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's going to take to
change
this country, change this
country. You're right, Brian.
It's to not give
up. Amen.
Not give up.
Amen.
And I was 47 years old. I'm sorry to say, I was in the world. I did what the world wanted me to do. I did what my friends wanted me to do. I chased after the bars on Saturday night. I'd be out on the lake on Sunday afternoons after I got out of church. I'd go to the lake, hang out with my buddies, pop open the beer tops, until that one day the Lord told me, when all them waves come together and that boat started rocking, and if you can't feel them, it's like you said this morning, you can't feel them, the Holy Ghost, He's going to let you know. And He let me know that day that I need to be here on Sundays and on Wednesdays, spreading His word, coming out for the kids, and getting these kids, God said, bring all these little kids to me, bring all the children. That's what He's laid on my heart.
Amen.
And I
just
thank Him for that and praise Him for all this.
Amen. Sister Sheila, the Holy Spirit told Kenny to tell me to ask you.
Owensboro, Kentucky.
1971.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Somebody else? Anybody else?
The Lord
took
us
all
when I was
10
years old at Tar Heel Baptist Church. Follow
revival.
Amen.
If you don't think
the Lord
will make a difference in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bless your Lord. Bless your heart.
Man,
they
had to go up to Indianapolis, Indiana.
Bless your Lord.
I worked 12 hours that night. Got off work. Me and her headed out. Greg had to work the wheel by herself. Always pray for traveling grace.
Bless your Lord.
And everybody knows from here at I-65 how bad the traffic is. Broken structure. And I know my Lord shows me, Baker.
Bless you.
We made it to a third record time. Ooh. No traffic delays. And I always say thank you, Lord, for traveling grace when I make it to my destination.
Amen.
So we found the place we needed to be, and then we were trying to find some work to spend the night. We drove forever. GPS let us down. The iPhone let us down.
Bless your Lord.
They were taking us out on these back streets. We couldn't find a motel anywhere. We were both getting frustrated. I was getting scared. It was getting dark. We still had no place to go.
Bless
you. Find a place. We pulled up at a red light.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, please. Help us find the hotel. I looked up and across the street. I saw the equipment. Hotel right across the road. I just want to thank the Lord for that.
Yeah.
How people get by without the Lord, I have no idea. Traveling grace got a good trip home.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. John Reese.
Bless Him, Lord.
I was saved. I think it was at the first church up on the 12th. I don't remember.
Bless Him.
The year how old. But I also want to thank you. He's somebody that things have done in the past.
Absolutely. Amen. That's the Lord. Yes.
Andy and I have been praying forever, it seemed like. But God will always answer your prayer one way or another.
That's right.
We found a house here last year so that we could move back here. Mm-hmm. And I told Danny all the different flowers I wanted, and he wanted two dogwoods. There's three dogwoods up there, and every plant that I had told him I wanted is already there.
Amen, Sister Debbie.
And there's a cross on the fireplace, chimney outside. And I just want to thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Him, we wouldn't be nothing.
Amen, Sister Debbie. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, a lot of these people are saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, Rick, I want to stand and thank God for saving me in 1971.
Woo!
so thankful I'm saved.
Amen.
I've got a lot to go to heaven.
Amen.
I had yesterday. And one day I'll see my loved ones.
Amen.
But you know, I wasn't raised up in a church like most of them here.
Bless you.
I was raised in a beer joint. Mm-hmm. At age 10, I sell whiskey out the back door.
Yeah.
And I thank God I don't do that no more.
Amen.
I lived in the world for a long time. I think I was 27 when God touched me.
Amen.
But I wouldn't have went to church if it hadn't been for my brother. But you know why he went? He wanted his wife to get in church so he could pull around. Hmm. He thought if she got saved and them children in church, he could do what he wanted. Hmm. But God got a hold of him.
Yeah. It's like the Lord. It's like the Lord.
My name got a hold of me.
Amen.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Stacy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
I don't know anything.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you. Bless
you. I didn't understand it all, but God understood it all.
Sure.
Amen. And God knew that I was going to be with him. And I can say that God has been with me. God has blessed me.
Woo!
Amen. Amen. Miss Lady.
God saved me when I was
6 years
old,
I think.
All
right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. I just want to thank him that my boys were raised
yeah.
in this church.
Yeah.
Amen, Sister Mom.
I want to thank him for that song. God's so good to that
yes.
song.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's so good to me and my family, and I don't understand why.
Amen.
And I love him. I'm thankful for what he's done this morning. As you pray for my grandchildren, young people, you need the Lord.
Oh, you're
no
right.
Way you're going to make it without him.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
I had a young man that was a senior this year that drowned. He was in a foster home. You know, it broke my heart because I didn't know anything about him.
Bless you.
And I don't know if he was saved or lost. His mom came in and just cremated him. That
Bless
was it. You know, it was over. You just never know what's going to happen.
Right.
And you need God.
Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. It's been good, ain't it?
That's right, Brother Rick.
All right. Well, have Brother Kenny sing a song right here.
Then to be. A king of the past, don't
take
and live in sin's dread sway. Oh, I'd rather have Jesus.
I'm guilty, brother.
This world
yeah.
could afford.
That's right. Just give it to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Miss Jenny, you look like you want to say something. Miss Jenny. Amen. Amen. You thank God for bringing you here.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Miss Diane, would you come to the piano, please? And we're going to sing the invitation song today. And maybe you've been lingering, looking around, listening to all these testimonies. And down in your heart, you're not saved. Down in your heart, you're thinking, I wished I had what those people have,
yeah.
and you can't have it.
Right.
There is no secret what God has
yes.
done.
Amen.
What He's done for others, He'll do for you.
Amen.
Amen. We're all sinners.
Bible said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen, brother.
There's none righteous, no, not one. The Bible said in Adam all died.
That's right.
Amen. But in Christ all can be made alive.
That's right.
Bible says not a just man in all earth doeth good and sinneth not. But the Bible said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Testimonies are different, they vary. But everybody's saved the same way.
That's right.
We're saved because on an old rugged cross 2,000 years ago, God hung his Son to pay for our sins.
Yes.
And when we come to him through the Holy Spirit, we come to him and we come and confess ourselves a sinner, confess him a Savior.
Yeah.
At a word.
Sure, brother.
I got saved when I was 10. I was like somebody's testimony. I didn't understand it all, but God was working on my heart. And I know one day he saved me and he'd explain it all to me later. And he's still explaining it to them.
Yeah, brother.
Amen. Salvation is deep and great.
It is.
So simple a little child can understand it, but so deep and great that even the greatest minds can explain everything. You can't tell it. You can't tell it. I mean, you know, you try to, but it's hard to really say what you want to say. But if you got it, you know it.
That's right.
Amen. He knows you. He'll let you know.
Sure will.
The Bible said the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
That's right.
And then I talked to my neighbor this week. I preached Sunday night about witnessing. I was mowing one of our neighbors moved away. We've been taking turns keeping the lot mowed so it wouldn't look bad around there. And I was mowing the yard. My neighbor walked over and I shut the mower off. And I said, brother, I said, I want to invite you to revival this week.
Yeah.
And I said, I know you told me before you were saved, and I know that, but I said, you know, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 13:5, it said, examine yourself and make sure that you're in the faith.
Yeah.
And I began to cry, and I said, brother, I love you. I said, you've been a good neighbor, and I love you. And I said, I don't want you to die lost. Be living right here by you all the time, and he began to cry. And he said, what time does it start? And I told him, you know the cub? I don't know. I don't know. But you know, the Bible says if you're saved, there is some ways you can examine yourself and make sure.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure. If you don't love God, you don't love the things of God, you're probably not saved.
Amen.
If you don't ever go to church, if you ever had no desire to go to church, you're probably not saved. You don't desire the word of God. The Bible says a newborn babe that desires milk. It's natural. If you're saved, you ought to desire some of the word of God.
Yeah.
If you don't, you may not be saved. I'm not your judge. God is, but this thing's too serious.
Amen.
You have to change something.
Right.
If you don't know for sure today, you ought to come down and just get you a time and a place where that you ask the Lord to come in your heart.
Yeah.
I think it's Spurgeon or somebody. He's a great preacher. One of the most well-known. And he said when the devil would sometimes tempt him, he'd just go kneel down. He'd say, Lord, I think I'm saved, but he said, I just want to make sure. He said, if I'm not saved, Lord, forgive me my sins, come into my heart, save me, I confess you as Lord. And he said, I'd do that, and he'd drive the doubt away. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So today, if you're not sure, it's not a place, it's not the altar, it's not the time, it's not the day. It's believing the gospel. That's what saves you, is believing the gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, resurrection of Christ. I believe he died not for me, but he died for you.
Yeah.
He died for me, but he died for you. When God makes that personal to you, you need to come, accept him as your personal Savior. Be saved today by the grace of God. Folks, I'm not kidding. Time's running out.
Yes,
and I say this. You know, it could only have been the grace of God that's kept Paris from coming back into our country again. But I say this, and I believe it. After what our Supreme Court did the other day, I wouldn't be surprised if what little hedge was left up around America that God took it down.
Amen.
And I wouldn't be surprised if anything happened at any time.
You're right, brother.
Because our nation's treated God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well
is a serious time, and if you're not saved, you ought to come today and get saved by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Nathan led that song, I'm on the winning side, and he said, stand for truth and right. That's what I want to do by the grace of God. I want to stand for truth and right. From hell or high water. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. Brother, give us a song there. If you need to come pray, you come today.
124.
Brother Kenny has CDs on the back there of most of the songs he probably sung today. A lot of them's on there. They bless you here. They bless you going down the road. God has allowed him to write several songs, and he has a song book back there, about 30 songs in it. And if you're interested in something like that, or know somebody that would, be sure to pick one up on the way out, and it'll help him out.
Yeah.
I do want to thank the ladies that helped cook for the preachers and singers today. And we appreciate you doing that. I know you're busy and you got your own family, so we really do appreciate you helping out with a meal for them today. We do appreciate that. All right, let's come back tonight. Let's be praying this evening. I usually preach against Facebook and cell phones. I usually preach against them. But this evening, get on the thing and tell everybody what kind of service we had. Put it all over there and tell them. We've been here for over an hour and a half, and it wasn't Brother Andy's fault. He didn't even get to preach. And And just tell them to come out, be in this service tonight. Brother Branham's church is coming over tonight. There'll be some of them here. We start at 6:30, okay? Remember, 6:30. If you get here a few minutes early, it won't matter. As Brother said, we'll be having prayer in the prayer room. And it'd be good if men pray over here. It'd be good this week if one of the ladies wants to take it on herself to get some of the ladies together, meet down here at the same time, get some men and women praying.
Yeah, amen.
And it'd be good. All of a sudden, they got that upper room. There's men and women was praying.
Yeah, amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Yeah. Okay, remember Tate. He'll be here tonight. He needs to be saved. Mm-hmm. And remember him in prayer. Amen. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed it today.
Amen. Amen.
If you didn't, I can't do much about it. But I certainly enjoyed myself.
Amen, Brother Rick.
We're glad you came today.
Amen.
All right, turn around and shake somebody's hands. And don't forget to Brother Kenny's table back there. It's back there at the...